Straya, how you going? That's right, man. It's NBA Straya.
It's Tuesday, April 10.
I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, Red Bull, whoever else wants to pay me money. And I'm here back in Lariama Studios, New York City, New York, making sure you know who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, and who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA today, just while repping Straya. Just a little bit, mate. All right, so we're wrapping up all nine games from last night, plus all the usual dumbassery. Yeah, nah. Better than Lonzo Ball, the unpopular opinion of the day, and our back takeouts. Get some shrimp on your takes. Plus, as we do every day here on NBA Straya, we check in on every Australian NBA player just to see how they're going. Plus, it's Tuesday, so we have a new Shane Heal, shoot your shot, random guy going ham, all-star of the week, which takes us all the way back to an epic duel 40 years ago between two NBA legends. It's awesome. And we finish up with a brand new Joe Ingles, HR manager. Just the jingler popping by with his HR advice. Love it. All right, it's NBA Straya. Let's go.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Straya, eh? Cheer, Brew.
Watch out for the shark attack.
Yeah, you better, because it is the Daily Whip Around, how we start every day here at NBA Straya, where we recap the previous day's proceedings, all that usual fun junk. So, Monday night, it was a, I don't know if you can tell, but I'm a bit dusty. May have gone to the old Bulls-Nets game. Had a couple of beeros there. Knocked back a couple of froths, and then it just kept getting a little bit too many froths. Oh, Jesus. Nothing like falling asleep on the subway on the way home. All right, Monday. So, Spurs, Thunder, Wolves, Pelicans, and Nugs all won, which left us still basically fucking deadlocked at the bottom of the West playoff race. Oh, geez. So let's get to it, shall we? Raps beat the Pistons 108-98. No Blake, no Andre in this for the Detroit Pistons. On the flip side, no Fred VanVleet or Serge Ibaka for Toronto. And there you go. Still, somehow the Raps got down 17 in this, but they came all the way back in the first half. Smashed it. 3 points down the half, then killed him. So Detroit, 16-9 for Reggie Jackson. 20 points for Luke, one pick ahead of Donovan Mitchell. Mad. And Toronto, Kyle Big Booty Larry had 11-6-9. DeMar DeRozan kid had 16-7. Both only played 26-28 minutes. Just chilling out there at the moment. That's pretty smart, Toronto. My name is Jonas. He was carrying the whale. Valanciunas, 25 points, 9 rebounds, 11 of 13. He was carrying the Raptors. Holy shit. It's pretty badass, huh? Not bad. Not bad, bro. There you go. Raps just cruising along. Pistons playing to a fucking empty arena. Oh, jeez, that's sad. All right, the game I went to, Bulls at Nets, 105. The Bulls lose to the Nets, 114. Oh, boy. I'll tell you why this is a cheap ticket. No Zach LaVine, no Chris Dunn, no Denzel Valentine, no Robin Lopez, no Paul Zipser, or no Noah, Tank Commander Vonleh. Holy shit. I think I could have suited up for the Bulls and no one would have batted a fucking eye. Ah, Jesus. And on the flip side for the Nets, no Sweet Baby Carrots, which is a goddamn shame. No Damari Carroll, no Joe Harris. I think Sweet Baby Carrots and Joe Harris may be back for their season finale on Wednesday. But, geez, this is the last Nets home game, so I went. And interesting vibe. Both teams, nothing really to play for. The Bulls, they're the only ones going, hey, man, we need to lose, man. So it was very chill, very loose. A lot of threes. I think for the first half of the first quarter, the Nets took 1 2-point shot. It was unreal. And I can report that Lowry, that's a girl's name, Markkanen's stupidly glorious hair, is as stupidly glorious as you'd expect in person. It's unreal. He looks like the fucking Gerber baby. Anyway, this game had a lot of Sean Kilpatrick. And you know that's how the Bulls are tanking. And I love me some Sean Kilpatrick. That's great. And Kilpatrick went at his old team. He led the Bulls with 16 points. I mean, he also did what? He stopped by Milwaukee as well. And the Clippers, I think, this year. Sean Kilpatrick, it's been fun. Four teams in 1 year, not bad. Larry, that's a girl's name, Markkanen, had 15 points. Looked a bit out of sorts, missed a bunch of shots, but shit, he is big and he is quick. I love him. Holy crap, did not expect to love him as much, but seeing him in person, you're like, this dude is good. Holy shit. Speaking of people who are scary in person, fighting Bobby Portis. He also looked up for this. 14 points, 7 rebounds, 7 of 9 shooting. And I'll tell you what. At any moment in time, he looks like he could snap and just like rearrange like Ryan Akiyadokono's fucking face. Also, Ryan Akiyadokono fucking played. The G League two-wayer. 9 points, 4 assists. That was unreal. Ryan Akiyadokono. Sure. Bet you didn't know who the fuck he was. He looks like a weird sort of Kirk Heinrich clone. It's like, hey, where'd you find this guy? Ah, it's Kirk Heinrich's like illegitimate son. The Nets, that's 3 straight wins for them. There was a career high 41 points for Alan Crabbe. We'll talk about that in a second. 21 points on 21 shots, 11 assists and 0 defensive fucks given by D'Angelo Russell. Jesus Christ, he's frustrating to watch. He does some amazing shit and does some really fucking boneheaded shit. 3 of 12 from 3 as well for D'Angelo.
D'Angelo!
20 for Spencer Dinwiddie. Sure. Awesome dunk from Jared Allen, though. Oh, he is unreal. He realized he could take 2 steps from the 3-point line and dunk like Giannis does. And did that at one point. It was fucking beautiful. Right in front of me, too. There you go. Last Nets home game. I think I got to 7 or 8 this year. Bit of a downstep from the usual 41. But there you go. Fun times. Good team. Enjoyed seeing the Bulls, the young Bulls. It would have been much nicer to see like Zach LaVine, Chris Dunn, and co. But oh, well, what are you going to do? There you go. Nets win. Speaking of winning, the Thunder beat the Heat 115-93 and clinch a playoff spot, even though they still won this, even though they started 0 of 10 in this game and were down 18. So it all happened in the fourth quarter, 39-12 in the fourth. The Heat got called for 10 fouls. The Thunder shot 15 free throws, which is one more than the Heat took all game. Jesus. So for the Heat, Josh Richardson had 18 points. Wingen Hassan-Whiteside had 16 points, 8 rebounds, and 3 blocks. For the Thunders, Paul George had 27. On your Paul. Mallow had 11. Rusty had his 25th triple-double of the year. 23 points, 18 rebounds, 13 assists. Need 16 rebounds to average a triple-double for the year. On your Rusty. The Cavs came into New York as well last night. Still couldn't afford that fucking ticket, I'll tell you that much. 123-109. Enes the Penis Kanter ducks his nemesis, LeBron James. LeBron had I'm King on his shoes, which is pretty bad ass, after Enes the Penis threw shade about him being the king, queen, whatever. Enes, what are you ducking him for? Super cool bees. Oh, where's Michael? Is that Michael Beasley's music? There's Michael Beasley. 20 points, made a smart business decision, as well as when LeBron had a runaway dunk. the King of New York just ran out of his room. He's like, fuck that, I'm not going to get dunked on. Rookie Frank Ntilikina ended up with a career-high 17 points to go with 5 assists and 6 rebounds. Good job, Frankie Smokes. LeBron, he's pretty good at basketball, though. 26 points, 6 rebounds, 11 assists. Kevin Love, 28 points. It's almost like he's good or something, and not having him is bad. It's amazing how we overlooked that. I mean, what do you think, Stephen A. Smith?
Cleveland!
That's right. It was Cleveland. there was 16 each for JR and JR Smith's mini-me, Jordan Clarkson. Good shit. The Bucks beat the Magic in the final game at Bradley Center, 102-86. Good stuff, Bucks. Gonna send off the old building in a good way. The El Presidente, Malcolm Brogdon, returned, but there was no Greek Freak in this one. So, but he's okay. Eric Bledsoe had a triple-double, his 4th of his career. He had 20 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists. Shabazz Muhammad filled in too pretty well, 22 points. Middleton had 18. Jabari Parker kid had 16. The Flying Mormon. Love it. After the Magic, Vooch had 17 and 10. Super Mario, right there. He had 12, and so did Aaron Gordon. Air Gordon. Big Dick Ken Birch, 10 points, 9 rebounds. I love me some Ken Birch. Gotta get him on the show. Magic, 5 of 24 from 3. Gross. There you go. Bucks cruising along. They've just moved up to 6 with that Miami loss to the Thunder. Grizz, they lose to the Wolves, 113-94. That'll do it. T-Wolves had to win this and did. A bit easier when Marc Gasol, the coach-killing flog, rested. What a shitbag. There you go. Grizz. Smart tanking, pretty good. Ben McLemore, he thrift shopped his way to 18 points. I love me some Ben McLemore jokes. And the Marshawn Brooks train, it hit a bit of a curve in the tracks. Thing is, He missed 12 of his 16 shots. He goes 4 of 16 and still finishes up with 14 points. You can't stop Marshawn Brooks. You can only hope to contain him. Big Cat, Karl Anthony Towns, 24 points, 18 rebounds, 24 for El Jefe Teague. Jimmy Butler, second game back, 15 points in 23 minutes. And Derrick Rose, former MVP, played his best game since coming to Minnesota, 13 points, 5 of 10 shooting, 1 of 2 from 3. Also added 3 assists. Now, for the Wolves, though, who now have a play-in game because they're in 8th. They play the Nuggets on Wednesday. They lost Taj Gibson in this. He ended up going, oh, dude, I can't really move or see, like, left. So hopefully his shoulder neck thing figures itself out by Wednesday. You know, Taj is a big, tough motherfucker, so he might. I dig it. So there you go. Wolves had to win this, keep themselves in the race. They are currently 8th, but they play Denver on Wednesday for a play-in. Playoff play-in games. Love it. It's going to be fun. Spurs, they beat the Kings 98-85, clinching their 21st straight playoff appearance. That's pretty bloody good, I'll tell you. Big Willie Cauley-Stein style. He had 25 points, 10 rebounds. De'Aaron Fox, fucking hell, I love me some De'Aaron Fox. 21 points, 7 assists, 4 rebounds, 3 of 5 from 3. Buddy, Steph Curry-Hield had 17. For the Spurs, LaMarcus Aldridge had 15 and 14. Rudy Gay had 18. Ginobili, he had 17, 6 and 5. And Patty Cakes, out there crushing in the starting lineup. 15 points. We'll talk about him in the stream, Player Watch. Blazers, they lose to the Nuggets 82-88 in a gross game. No one shoots good. This is all kind of shit. But Nugs win. They needed to. Blazers, suddenly not doing so well, bro. No one wanted to hit any shots here. Jamming Jamal Murray. He came through with some clutch-ass free throws in the final minute to seal this win. The Nugs were down 11 in the third. It's pretty brutal, right? They're down 11 in the third. They lose this and they're eliminated and they came back. Unreal. That's 6 straight as well against a fucking murderer's row. It's the first time in franchise history they've won 6 straight against teams that are over 500. And this is the time they're doing it. Unreal. We had a bit of awesome Joker versus Nurkic. Nurkic against his old team. Nurk had 20-9. But Nikola Jokic, the Bosnian Bear. Nikola Jokic, the Bosnian Bear, they go back and forth. It's awesome. So Nurk, 20-9. Nikola puts up his 10th triple-double of the year. That's his 16th of his career. Has 15 points, 20 rebounds, 11 assists. Not bad, Joka. Thank you. It's very good, yes. Will the Thrill, also at 22. The Dartsman, Gary Harris, came back after 11 games. He had 12 off the bench. For the Blazers, Dame Dollar, also at 25. They shot 33% from the field and 21% from three. Jesus, they've lost 4 straight and are only a half game up on the Jazz for the 3 seed at the moment. Oh, Jesus. So, as mentioned, the Nuggets now have a play-in game against the Wolves on Wednesday. Who would you rather see, the Wolves or the Nuggets, take on the Rockets? I think I kind of want to see the Wolves. Sorry, Nugs, but I feel like you're going to get fucking steamrolled by the Rockets, whereas the Wolves, I don't know. I want to see Big Cat in the playoffs. Let's do it. And then the final game of the night, Pelicans beat the Clippers 113-100 in LA. 2 dunks in this one that were insane. Rondo to Anthony Davis off the backboard. Holy Jesus. And then Sindarius Thornwell of the traveling famous Thornwells. Sindarius Thornwell dunked DeAndre Liggins back to the fucking G League. He buried this poor motherfucker. Holy shit. Also 20 off the bench. What a great game for the rookie. He buries DeAndre Liggins, has an incredible dunk that's like pure poster, and has 20 points. Montrezl Harrell had 15. Boban came off the bench to scare off some villagers. He had 12 points. DJ had 16 rebounds. No Austin, the world's most punchable man. Rivers or Lou Will for the Clips, and the Pelicans clinch a playoff spot on the back of Anthony Davis. 28 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 5 blocks. Unreal. 19 for Etuan Moore, 8 and 11 for Jrue Holiday, 24 and 16 for Face Mirotić, and the Pelicans, they're in. So let's do the playoff update, shall we? That's all 9 games talked about. East, the Raps are 1, the Celts are 2, the Sixers are a half game up in 3. Either way, they've clinched first round home court. The Cavs are basically jockeying with the Sixers for 3, see how they go. They're clear of the Pacers, so they're either in 3 or 4 at the moment. Pacers locked in 5, chasing the Cavs. Can't do it. What are you going to do? Milwaukee, they're a game up in 6. Miami are in 7th. The Wiz are a half game back of that in 8. Man, wouldn't you tank out and get in the Celtics if you're Milwaukee? I don't want to fucking play the Sixers. I'd rather play Boston. The West, dude, there are like 2 games left. And, well, there's like 1 game left for most of these teams. The Rockets and Warriors are locked in 1-2. The Blazers are only a half game up on the Jazz in 3. Jazz are in 4. There's a half game that separates 4-7. The Jazz are 47-33. Then the Pelicans, Spurs, and Thunder are all tied at 47-34. And then you have the Wolves and Nugs tied at 8-9 at 46-35. So everybody else is like in. Wolves and Nugs, they play on Wednesday. And whoever wins, they're in. That is unfucking real. So what an awesome setup this is going to be. I'm stoked. I fucking love a good playing game. All right, so let's do the NBA Australia Approved Performance of the Night.
That's not a night. That's a knife.
That was a knife, Russell Westbrook. But look, your 25th triple-double is pretty good. 23 points, 18 rebounds, 13 assists. But Allen fucking Crabson, 41 points on his birthday. Unreal. That is a hell of a knife. Dude was like shooting literal fire from his fingertips throughout the first half of this. He had 29, I believe, in the first half. This was absolutely ridiculous. He was absolutely crushing it. The worst part, I'll tell you this, Jesus, the Nets scoreboard wasn't working, which is probably the most annoying fucking thing. I'm just sort of sitting there going, okay, so this sucks. It's like, how much is everyone scoring? I was like, you can look at the app. I'm like, fuck you. I don't want to look at the goddamn app. Yeah, 20 in the first quarter, just out there smoking it. Oh, killed me. But anyway, 41 points, Allen Crabb. Congratulations, that's a knife. All right, who was old mate no mates, however?
Old mate, no mates.
The entire franchise of the Orlando Magic. Holy shit. Just a reminder, they started 8-4, and they're now 24-57. Holy shit. 16-53 since that start. That is unreal. Shut it down? I don't know. Their uniforms and their throwbacks are too good, so we can't shut them down. Anyway, so moving on to the Tankapalooza update. How is our Tankathon looking? What do you reckon? Here they come. They've come rolling in. Phoenix have clinched the worst record at 20-61. Pretty great. Good job, Phoenix. Memphis, 22-59. As mentioned actually yesterday, Phoenix never had the number one pick, so he's hoping. Memphis have clinched number two. Dallas, Orlando, and Atlanta are all tied 3-5. Dallas, what are you doing? Come on, let's get your top three. Orlando, Jesus Christ, you guys are morons. And Atlanta, got to feel good about that, you know? But you shouldn't have won your last two games or else you'd be clear in three, you idiots. Sacramento are in six at 26-55. Chicago after that loss last night at 27-54. It was the old double swing that game last night for Brooklyn and Chicago. So Chicago lose that, skip ahead of Brooklyn because the Nets are now tied with the Knicks at 28-53 for basically tied 8-9. So that Cavs pick could be 9, it could be 8, it could jump into the top 3, you never know, but still. Good job, Brooklyn, for screwing the Cavs' chances as hard as you could. I love it. All right, it's time for Better Than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average. Coming for everybody.
Your daily look into who is better than Lonzo Ball last night. It is hashtag Better Than Lonzo Ball. Look, it could have easily been De'Aaron Fox with his 21 points, 7 assists, 3 of 5 from 3, looking awesome. But come on, we haven't even barely mentioned this guy all year. He was one pick ahead of Donovan Mitchell in last year's draft. Luke Kennard, 20 points, 7 of 13 from the field, 3 of 6 from 3. Also has 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal in a meaningless game. That is amazing. Good job, Luke Kennard. Pistons losing to the Raps by 10. He put up 20. I mean, sure. Good job. I'm kind of proud of you. Lonzo, probably done for the year. I believe Luke Walton came out and said that Brandon Ingram and Lonzo probably won't come back. I think he's doubtful against the Rockets tonight. So that might be it. Might have only played 52 games for the year. It's not great. So we'll wrap all that up. The old Better Than Lonzo Ball later this week. But Jesus. Good job, Luke Kennard. Just saying. All right. Moving on. Let's get to Yeah Nahs right after, let's say, this one.
This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Australia.
All right, we're back. It's time for Yeah Nahs NBA Australia. We take three NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Number one, do you think Russell Westbrook will grab the 16 rebounds he needs to average a triple-double on Wednesday? Yeah, nah. Yeah, of course he fucking will. Are you kidding? If you don't think he's going to be using Steven Adams as a battering ram, you're out of your fucking mind. He's going to get 16 against the Grizzlies like in the first quarter. I love it. Fucking do it, Rusty. Averaging a triple-double for two straight years is fucking unreal. I love it. The triple-doubles aren't good. They're not interesting. Fuck you, you nerds, you pencil-neck dipshits. Triple-doubles are sick. You know why? Because they're fucking hard to get. If everybody could do it, wouldn't you see more of them? Oh, but it's about statistics. Fuck you. They're wicked. I love a good triple-double. Number two, will signing Kendrick Perkins for the rest of the season in playoffs help the Cavs? Yeah, nah. I mean, nah, not on the court, but yeah, in the locker room. Shit, yes, I love me some Perk. The sort of dude to calm motherfuckers down just by being there and going, hey, young kid, chill the fuck out. And you're like, all right, I will Perk. I'll be good. I love Kendrick Perkins. Let's win a ring for Perk again. He's already got one. Come on, Perk. Number three, do you reckon more players like Jordan Crawford will start wearing big baller brand shoes? Yeah, nah. I mean, yeah, nah, like players like Jordan Crawford will, like fringe dudes, but come on, nah, like no one important. Sorry, Jordan Crawford, but fuck. Yeah, nah, nah, big baller brand, they look fucking shit, and why would you do that? Unless you're going to get pooed. And look, extra bonus one, was Nikola face Mirotic's beard holding him back? Yeah, nah, yeah, 3-0 since he shaved it. How's this? Nikola Mirotic, hello. Averaging 28 points a game on 56.4% shooting from the field, 51.9% from three, and 100% from the line since he shaved his beard. That is unfucking real, Nico. Good job, mate. I mean, you look like a dipshit without it, but still, what are you gonna do? All right, time for the unpopular opinion of the day.
Now look at mate, please. Look at mate.
Look at me. Can we just fucking cut it out with the billboards? Like, it was cute once when Philly did it, and it was kind of funny, kind of joke. It's like, yeah, complete the process. It's kind of like a joke about them. It's about, you know, also going, hey, LeBron, wouldn't it be cool? Since then, though, fucking LA, Portland, and now New York are like, hey, look at our funny billboard, like, bringing LeBron to, like, LA or, like, Portland or New York. It's like, fuck off. It's not funny. It's not smart. You look like fucking desperate idiots. Quit it. Especially the New York one, like, King of New York? Prove it. Fuck. Dude, come on. Prove it if you want to be in New York. Come on, dude. Prove it. Fuck you. It's so shit. I hate that fucking stuff. All right. You ready for Outback Takehouse? Get some shrimp on your takes. It's Outback Takehouse. Also, a blooming onion. The Spurs run of 21 consecutive seasons means to be successful, you should be boring. I mean, sure. How's this though, the Spurs? They've had their optimal starting lineup for one game this season, and they still might be the fucking four seed. Holy shit. All right, let's get to the Australian Player Watch right after, I reckon, this one.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Australia. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, NBA Australia. We're back, the Australian Player Watch. Ben Simmons, oh, I don't know if you saw this, averaging 18.8 points, 9.6 rebounds, 10 assists, and 2.6 steals in April. And on this 14-game winning streak that the Sixers are on, he's averaging a triple-double. Simo! Love it. Patty Mills last night, the win over Sacramento, as mentioned at the top, 15 points, 1 assist, 2 rebounds, 1 steal, 6 of 14 from the field. Only 3 of 10 from 3, though, from Patty. Still, 15 points. He's averaging over his last 8 games, 15-4-2, crushing it. Good shit. And shooting like 40% from three and 45% from the field. Good stuff, Patty. Good stuff. Jingling Joe and Dante did not play last night. Dally did not come back from injury yet. He's got one game left. Come on, Dally. Let's get you back out there. The Bucks, though, did beat the Magic. Thon McCurr did nothing. 2 minutes. He got a 2 trillion. Seriously, 2 minutes, did nothing. 0 points, 0 rebounds, 0 assists, 0 everything else. That's a 2 trillion. Loved it. Aaron Baines there was a big article that just went up. I've posted it on our Twitter and Facebook. Chris Fosberg from ESPN just, you know, showing complete amazement. I don't know, man. Aaron Baines keeps getting dunked on. I don't get it. And Ryan spends this entire fucking thing talking about how he's just amazed that Aaron Baines, like, tries. You're like, what? All right, so he cares about winning and he tries to block people. Pretty sure that's his fucking job, you idiot. Anyway, Andy Bogut just hanging out on Twitter, tweaking some noses at the moment. Holy shit, it's funny. Oh, I can't wait for Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes on Twitter for tomorrow's episode. Holy shit. Mango Matthewang hanging out on the beach somewhere at the moment, it looks like. Some nice photos. The final part of the Australian Player Watch. How's Kyrie? Yeah, I don't know. Jesus, that's still rough. Poor bloody Celtics. But you know what? It's time. It's Tuesday. It's the Shane Heal. Shoot your shot, random guy going ham.
He threw it down. Are you healed? Are you healed?
Praise the Lord, I'm healed.
Praise the Lord, I'm healed. Shane Heal, shoot your shot, random guy going ham of the week, All-Star Hall of Fame. Two actual NBA Hall of Famers as well, because this week, you want to go old-timey music? There we go. This week marks the 40th anniversary of a pair of dudes going absolutely fucking ham in an effort to win the scoring title in 1978. This is literally the anniversary of it too. So, George Gervin, the Iceman of the San Antonio Spurs, up against David Skywalker Thompson. The last game of the season in 1978. So, George's Spurs, they lost to the Jazz, the New Orleans Jazz, but David Thompson was playing first. His Denver Nuggets took on the Detroit Pistons. And how's this? They were basically only 14 points separated the two at the top of the league scoring chart heading into the last game of the season. And bam, they both went for it. Fucking yes. I love it. Two of the best scorers in NBA history are fucking hammer and tongs, mate. So David Thompson goes out there and get this, scores 73 points. 73, and they lose by 2 to the Detroit Pistons. He shot 28 of 38 from the field, 17 of 20 from the line, also had 7 rebounds and 2 assists, and set a record, an NBA record, with 32 points in the first quarter. 73 points, that was then the third highest total ever, the most ever by a guard, and the second most in a non-overtime game. That is absolutely fucking remarkable, especially the fact that they lost the game. But he just went out there and was like, hey, the coach was like, hey, man, you want to go for it? He's like, fucking sure. So he sets up 73 and leaps ahead of Iceman by just a couple of, you know, a little bit of a margin. So George Gervin, he realizes before, like, his game starts later against the New Orleans Jazz, he needs 58 to take the title over Thompson. So what does George the Iceman Gervin do? He has 53 in the first half. Are you kidding? That is unreal. He scores 6 more at the start of the third quarter and then goes, all right, I'm fucking done, bro. Goes to the bench. He had 5 more. Yeah, sorry. Went to the bench, came back in later, put the icing on the cake. Scores 6 more. Goes to 59, scores 4 more. Has 63, wins the scoring title. He shoots 23 of 49, so not quite as efficient as Thompson with his 28 of 38. But Jesus, 23 of 49, 17 of 20, the same as Thompson from the free throw line. But that is incredible, isn't it? Needs 58 to take the title. He has 53 in the first half, scores his next 6, goes, all right, fucking I'm done, fellas. It sits back down. Oh, man, two of the best scorers in NBA history up against it. For the NBA scoring title, both earned their Strawberry Big M and Chico Roll that day, and that is an absolute ball terror classic. Shane Heal, shoot your shot, random guy going ham. They weren't random, but they went fucking ham. Great job, David Thompson, the Skywalker, and George Iceman Gervin. All right, we'll be back right after this with the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board, and of course, some game previews.
Oi, 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 it's old mate Deli over here. That's right, Matty Deli Vadova. And you're listening to NBA Straya.
Yeah, you are, and we're back. It's time for the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board. Patty, finally being a little bit more inspiring. I love this. So he retweeted Danny Green from yesterday. Danny Green says, really want to take the time out to thank the people that helped us the most in getting back to where we needed to be. Our fans, you guys are the reason we've been able to stay afloat. Hashtag fan appreciation night. Hashtag go Spurs go. Hashtag Spurs family. And Patty Mills, he actually tweeted out his own one, which was very nice. And it's an Instagram link to a much longer one. So let's go at this. Bowler Pat says, the passion comes from the opportunity to represent and play for this historic city of San Antonio and its hashtag Spurs family all around the world. So thanks for always being there for us, especially when we needed you the most, because we're all in this together. Now, here's to the playoffs. We shall never surrender or retreat. So spread the good vibes and let's get this thing done. Fist bump emoji. Brownie face emoji. Hashtag go Spurs go. Oh, that is inspiring, Patty. It's about bloody time, mate. I love it. That is an inspiring inspiration board today. All right, you ready for some game previews, though?
Game previews.
We've got a six-game Tuesday tonight. This is going to be pretty good. What do you think, inadvertent, Bane?
I believe I like Tuesday.
Sure. Thanks, inadvertent, Bane. Hornets at Pacers. Oh, Pacers already locked up the five seed, so they don't have to worry about this too much. Hornets, I think they'll just rest everybody. 1, 2, 3, Cancun! Give me the Pacers. I want to see how the Souvlaki King Domantas Sabonis goes. Sixers at Hawks. They have to win this, the old Sixers. They're on a 14-game winning streak. And the Hawks are, well, shit, and they need to tank. So don't forget, the Hawks have somehow stupidly won two straight and have knocked themselves basically out of probably the three spot in the NBA draft. All tied up with Dallas and Orlando. So watch Atlanta tank the shit out of this one. Give me the Sixers. Celtics at Wizards.
It's going to be a funeral, bro. I better wear black, eh?
Fucking Wizards. They're so dumb. Wizards need to win this. Celtics probably don't give a fuck at this point. They're locked into the two seed. Wizards need to sort of jockey around for playoff seeding. And look, they're in the eighth spot at the moment. They're half game back from Miami. So look, I guess that means that the Wizards are going to try their hardest. Ooh, this is also handy because you've got the Morai twins. You got Marcus going up against Keith. Interesting stuff. What do you reckon, board over there?
Interesting stuff.
It really is. So the Wizards are half game back from Miami. They might want to fucking go hammer and tongs in this to get up to play the Celtics in the win in the playoffs. So give me the Wizards here. I think they'll beat the Celts. Suns at Mavs. Ooh, tanky. Tanky. Suns will win that because the Mavs will just tank so fucking hard because they're in three. Suns already locked away with the worst record. Suns have actually got something, you know, they've got a couple of games up their sleeve so they can win that one. Give me the Suns. Warriors at Jazz. I reckon the Jazz will... I reckon the Jazz will beat the Warriors. Down under Durant versus the American Joe Ingles. Love that. Jazz can still make the three seed. So if they do this, if they win tonight, they'll actually be tied with the Blazers. So give me the Jazzers. And then the Rockets-Lakers is the final game of the night. Lakers-Rockets. Rockets, they'll probably win this in front of the Lakers crowd. They might rest dudes, but I reckon they'll still just have enough. And you know what? That is it for today. That's been NBA Australia. We're back tomorrow for more ridiculous. So much ridiculous. Oh my God, there's just ridiculousness everywhere. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter at NBA Australia. Like us on Facebook. Yesterday's amazing NBA Australia Never Forget is up. It's Matthew Dellavedova. It's me in a supermarket line expressing my enthusiasm for Deli Day, where Deli had his best rookie game yesterday. So today, I think it might be Chris Anstey. I don't know. I'll have to look at that. But check out the Facebook in the meantime and jump all over it. Don't forget to make sure you subscribe via iTunes or Google Play or wherever you get your podcasts, Stitcher, I don't know, whatever else I'm on. It's all of them. Check us a nice 5-star rating and review while you're at it. And tell a mate. Go, oi, dickhead, why don't you listen to NBA Australia, you fucking moron? Come on. It's awesome. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out House Hats, their new band. They are the best band in Australia. Their new single, Stop, is an absolute belter. Go check it out. Extra special thanks to legends at Green Green Green, Iowa Fascinator, and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes you heard throughout the episode. Remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. Check them all out at Bandcamp and Facey. They're amazing. So stick around. That's it for a new episode of Joe Ingles, HR Manager, and we'll catch you tomorrow, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, Lena Horzon! G'day, it's Joe Ingles here, back for my weekly front-facing appointment in the NBA Australia office, taking a break from drinking coffees, sinking threes, and yes, dunking balls! Did you see my dunk the other night? It was amazing, mate. Anyway, so I'm here to answer your HR questions as NBA Australia's resident HR manager. That's right, I didn't go to uni in Canberra just to play basketball. I also majored in human resources. So I'm most qualified to help out with any questions you might have about pretty much any topic. After all, the first thing you learn in human resources is that humans are resources. So let's get to today's question. It comes from Ben in Philly. Oi Joe, how you going, you dickhead? Oh, geez, Ben, settle down, mate. That's no way to open a letter to a HR manager. Anyway, on we go. So listen up, right? I'm up for this award at work and I reckon I deserve it over the other guy who might get it too. So I told some people that I deserve to win the award, and people are now all like, hey mate, you shouldn't say you deserve that award even if you do. I mean, what the fuck? Why is it bad for me? Jeez, all right, Ben, with the swearing. Why is it bad for me to say that? Look, anyway, do you have any tips for self-promotion in the workplace so people take notice of you? Cheers, your maths teacher looking ledge dickhead. Oh, jeez, Ben. Ben from Philly. Okay, so wow, your language, first of all, needs a lot of work. Your company might need to implement some sort of swear jar policy before anything else. But anyway, I've even got a current fellow employee up for an award right now as well. So I gave him the same advice as I'm going to give you. Yes, self-promotion in the workplace is a tricky balancing act. On one hand, you want to make sure management and your bosses, as well as your peers, know that you're doing a good job. But on the other hand, you don't want to be seen as arrogant and desperate for attention. I'd suggest buttering up management and making sure they know of your achievements and let them do a lot of the work for you in terms of promotion. So perhaps some well-timed compliments on how management are doing or how they're dressing, or even ask after their families and make sure you're involved in their lives and showing an interest. Send them some flowers, some chocolates. If you win this award and get them on site, it also looks good for them, don't forget. Same goes for your fellow employees. I'd get them coffees in the morning and try to be there and be a great friend and office mate. Maybe even take them all out for drinks after work and get them on your side and thinking, without you saying it, that you deserve that award. Look, every workplace presents numerous unique challenges, and navigating relationships is a big part of any successful enterprise. And when you're up for awards, it can feel like a popularity contest. But that's what business is, and employee empowerment and mutuality of interests, along with meeting daily KPIs and sitting in long meetings about HR policy, of course, can really lead you to a great place. After all, as we say in HR, you don't have to be the best HR manager, you just have to be the most popular, because then you can never get fired. Anyway, there you go, Ben. Hopefully that's helped out, and best of luck. I hope you win your award and enjoy a healthy workplace environment and organizational success. Okay, that's all we've got time for this week. I've been Joe Ingles, and this has been the HR Q&A session on NBA Australia. I'll catch you next week.